This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sunday marked the 100th day of a conflict between Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas that has killed nearly 24,000 Palestinians, devastated wide areas of Gaza, driven around 85% of its 2.3 million residents from their homes, and pushed a quarter of the population into starvation. The Israel-Hamas war is the deadliest, the most destructive, and the longest when it comes to the history of conflicts between the bitter enemies. The Iran-backed Lebanese group Hezbollah said on Sunday the United States was wrong if it thought the Houthis of Yemen would stop confronting Israel in the Red Sea, saying U.S. actions there would harm the security of all maritime navigation. Describing U.S. and British strikes on Yemen as an act of stupidity, Hezbollah leader Syed Hassan Nasrallah said the Houthis would continue targeting ships belonging to Israel and going to its ports. The Red Sea crisis has fueled fears of an escalation of a conflict that has rippled around the Middle East. South Korea's military says North Korea has fired a suspected intermediate-range ballistic missile toward the sea. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The launch was the North's first this year and comes 2 months after it claimed to have tested engines for a new, harder-to-detect missile capable of striking distant U.S. targets in the region. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says it detected a suspected intermediate-range ballistic missile launch from the North's capital region on Sunday afternoon. It said the missile flew toward the North's eastern waters. Japan's defense ministry also said it spotted a possible ballistic missile launch by North Korea. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.